Dana Grayson was born and raised in Washington State near Portland, Oregon. Today, she lives on a sailboat, and while still an American citizen, she travels around the world with her husband. Dana met Wayne Seitz in 2005.
He asked me to go sailing with him. I'd been on a sailboat a time or two, but nothing that I would really take very seriously. But he asked me to basically do a charter with him up in the San Juans.
So Dana and Wayne became a sailing team. Each had been married before, but they had no children. Wayne is an aircraft mechanic, and Dana had worked for Hewlett-Packard. They had few ties to dry land.
We were in Everett in 2010. Wayne was working at Boeing on the Dreamliner, and we had just moved up there because his job had gone away, and I was having a hard time finding steady work. He just popped with it one day. What would you think about having us chuck it all, buy a boat, and sail around the world?
Their plans developed. In 2011, Wayne flew to St. Lucia in the Caribbean to buy a sailboat.
A particular boat that's really known for being a real solid, seaworthy boat.
They sailed it from St. Lucia to Jacksonville, where Wayne had found a contract position working on commercial jets. They arrived in the summer of 2013 to escape hurricane season in the Caribbean and planned to return to the Caribbean in December 2014.
I had never been to Jacksonville. My husband's an aircraft mechanic. The kind of work he does is in pretty high demand right now.
That gave them time to prepare their boat, as well as themselves, for leaving dry land behind.
We wanted to maintain our residency in Washington State. I have somebody that I trust that can go through it and sort of separate the wheat from the chaff. Like, is this something that I truly need to respond to, or can she scan it, email it to me, or what?
The logistical planning was both broad and practical.
Make sure you've got all your health squared away. Do all your baseline stuff, your doctor, your dentist. Is there anything that you need to be aware of? Getting immunization shots. Health is one of the reasons why we chose to leave now instead of waiting a couple more years when it might be more prudent from a savings standpoint. Credit cards. It's really important to make sure that you have multiple ways to access money when you need it.
They kept only what they could keep in 150 square feet. Shedding physical possessions was nothing compared to shedding habits, the mental and emotional preparation to live in an environment that would be out of their control.
It's a letting go of any familiar routine, whether that's people you see on a regular basis, being able to pick up the phone and call whenever you want. Your life is at the mercy of Mother Nature. Being comfortable with that and change your plans at any point in time.
Dana Grayson and Wayne Seitz sailed away from Jacksonville in December 2014. They've spent the last 6 months in New Zealand and plan to leave soon for Fiji, Vanuatu, and then Australia, where they plan to sail their boat and go back to work in the South Pacific. Dana teaching English and Wayne fixing aircraft. They have no plans beyond that.
What we're trying to figure out is where we're going to land.
This is Closing the Loop. For WJCT News, I'm Warren Miller.